Hello everybody, this is Look What I Found, episode 10 of our Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And let me tell you, I've done a lot of heavy thinking today and I'm done. I'm sitting outside here having a beer, trying to wind down because I've had some heavy projects that require like a lot of thought all within the span of a few days. One I kind of alluded to the other day, which was reading through some, I don't know if I talked about that in depth. I'll give you a quick overview. We have a copier system, the copy runner, or the scanner copier units, and the software that manages the PDFs, well, they were coming up with OCR errors, and some of the PDFs were getting sent to the users, not necessarily with all the pages, when you get those OCR errors, and possibly the pages are out of order, which is, of course, not a good thing, especially when you're talking about legal documents or something. You know, you can't have pages missing or even out of order, I would imagine. So I wrote an app that would actually scour through all the logs that their software writes and basically make a log viewer for myself. And it would alert us if it got an OCR error, because you wouldn't before. I don't know why they don't have any kind of notification on there, but they don't. So we would get an error if the pages didn't match up from what their software said it should be to what the actual PDF had. So I had to figure out, that's what I was talking about the other day, was counting the number of pages in a PDF. And then today for Manager Tools, which I do a little side work for them, they used to have all their MP3s in a S3 bucket on Amazon. Well, we've since moved that off into a server so I can, it's a little easier to manage and provide permissions to different people. And anyway, to a server rather than a bucket. Anyway, well, the bucket kept logs. Well, the logs aren't in a usable format. They're in the S3 format, which is different from the Apache log format or something like that. So it's hard to run reports against it. And there's stuff to do that. Converters and whatnot. So I actually wrote a converter written in PHP. I'll run it from the command line. Probably not the most elegant thing, and it probably won't be the fastest thing to crunch through this, but I got to crunch through these logs. Now, hey, get this.